Hello and welcome to Talk Chinesey, where I teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan, and I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to learn how to say cheers in Chinese.
Hey!
Hey, we have Jesse with us. Hi, Jesse, 你好。
你好。
How do you say cheers in different languages? Do you know?
I know in French...Say santé.
Santé, that means to your good health, right?
That's right.
And then we say chin chin. Yep. And in Japan, they say kanpai.
Kanpai, I've heard that one.
That's
in Korea,
right.
It's very similar too.
Very similar. And Chinese is very similar too. We say ganbei.
Ganbei.
Perfect. You must have practiced quite a lot.
Maybe once or twice.
Really? Let's get that right then. Ganbei.
Ganbei.
Gan is dry up.
Dry up. So gan...
Yeah, dry up, and bei is cup.
Bei.
Bei.
Now, I've heard that gan, you really have to make sure you get that first tone.
That's right, and both are first tones, so let's try again. Gan.
Gan.
Bei.
Bei.
Keep the flat tone the whole way through. Gan bei.
Gan bei.
Gan bei.
Gan bei.
Yeah, and it's a popular...drinking culture.
Right.
When you go to Asia, and very often, I think the same as in the UK, after work, you see hundreds of people gathering outside the pub, blocking the road, the binge drinking culture. But then in Taiwan, in China, when people drink, they tend to sit down and they tend to go with food rather than just drinking nonstop.
Right, so it's a different kind of drinking culture.
Different kind. When you say ganbei, that's when you pick up your glass,And then...
I've got a glass here.
Oh, me too.
Raise
okay.
it.
Yeah, we are really going to drink. Okay, so you pick up your glass. And then in the Western world, you can use left hand, right hand. But in China, you must use both hands.
Right, okay, two hands.
Two hands together.
Yep.
And then you can have one hand on the bottom and one hand on the side. And then you look into each other's eyes.
Okay, I'm looking into your eyes now.
And then you have to say, ganbei.
Ganbei.
Yes, and then to respond to me, you just need to say the same thing, ganbei.
Ganbei.
And be careful, ganbei means dry up. So how much do you really want to drink?
My glass is pretty full. Do I have to drink it all?
Yes, oh no, actually. Yes, the literal meaning is yes, you do need to drink up the whole glass.
Okay.
And then if you drink the Japanese sake, the glass is so small.
Goodness me.
Yeah, that's slightly better, but of course the alcohol level is very high.
Yep.
But then if you drink beer, a pint of it... Yeah, you probably had to go to a loo all the time.
I have to stress, we've only got water here in the studio.
That's right. And then in the social occasion, when people say ganbei, you look into each other's eyes and then you drink up, make sure your glass is dry, and you sometimes have to prove it by putting your glass upside down to show that there's really no any drop of alcohol left in your glass.
Wow, and that shows politeness, does it?
Yes, to show that.I just follow your command, and then I really drink up as you told me to.
Yeah.
And then once you've done that, then you put the glass back to your two hands and look into each other's eyes again. So this is the protocol. It's like a ceremony.
Yep.
And of course, once you go through the round of table, then that's when you probably...would be a little bit incomprehensible back then.
After that, you don't walk in a straight line.
That's right.
So who can ganbei?
If that's a big occasion, like I'm the biggest, most senior person in the family or in the organization, and I host this dinner, I can easily pick up something, hey, ganbei, and I can say that to everybody. I don't need to specifically look into any individual. But then if you are...the person in the organization with lower rank, and you feel like, oh, you need to say something nice to make your boss happy. So this is a good occasion. You pick up the glass, say something really sweet.
Boss, you're so handsome.
Oh, exactly. Oh, yeah. And then ganbei, something like that.
Yeah.
And your boss will be so happy. And then you show your respect to your boss.
Yep.
And that's how you do it. And you say that to your father-in-law or future father-in-law.
All right.
He will be really happy.And if that's a social occasion, like a work occasion, then you go through one by one from the highest rank.
So you have to beware. when you fill your glass, you're going to have to go around everybody.
That's right. And okay. then you need to be prepared. But nowadays, of course, people tend to be more health conscious. And okay. also they tend to respect each other a bit more. So when people say ganbei, most of the time you don't really need to drink up unless you really want to. And okay. yeah, you can just have a sip. And in this case, you can still say ganbei, but people sometimes they say 随意.
随意,
yeah.
什么意思?
随意 means, 随 means casually,
okay.
and 意 is your wish. So it's up to your wish.
Okay, so be free.
Yeah, to
you
be free.
You don't have to drink it all.
That's right. You don't need to drink it all. And especially if you are a lady, then people tend to be quite gentle and polite to you.
Is there a difference between a business and social situation?
Sure. And when you are with your friends, you can pick up a glass anytime you want. And when you feel like, hey, you really want to enjoy the moment with your friends and you say ganbei and everybody will pick up the glass, that's all fine. It's very casual.
Yeah.
But in a business occasion, make sure, important, you don't drink alone. So if you are really desperate to drink... Pick up the glass and then look into people's eyes and say, ganbei.
Ganbei, okay.
Then people will pick up their glasses and then drink together with you. And it was so funny because I've been living in the Western world for a long time. And then in the Western world, you don't need to drink. If you want, you drink at your own speed. You pick up whenever you want or you just don't touch it at all. And I remember when I went back to Taiwan or when I went to China, very often, I just casually just pick up a glass. And as soon as I pick up a glass, even before the glass reached my mouth, many people would pick up the glass at the same time. They thought I was so rude. And they tried to rescue me in a very subtle way. And they pick up the glass and say, oh, ganbei, ganbei. To make sure that I didn't appear to be too rude.
Wow. So everybody else just did that.
That's right. Everybody else was doing it. And it ended up with everybody drinking. And then... Jesse, you lived in Asia for such a long time.
That's right.
Were people asking you to ganbei sometimes?
I had this one really funny story where a friend of mine took the whole band and her family had prepared an amazing dinner for us. They had been cooking all day, had loads of different dishes.
Wow.
The grandfather of our friend was at the house and he wanted to do a ganbei for all of us.
Right.
So he was the senior person. He had two hands on his cup. He was really quite old, I think about 80 years old.
Wow.
So he was just waving his glass with two hands round to everybody at the table. He got to me and he was so close, like with his two hands. I didn't know what was going on.
Right.
So I thought, he's giving me his glass.
Oh,
so
no.
I took
you
his
took
glass.
It. Oh, no.
And I said, shishie, which is the only Chinese I knew. And I drank it.
His face must have turned green.
He looked so shocked. He didn't say anything. And he turned around to the rest of the family. Just, what's this foreigner just done? And the whole family was laughing. They were wonderful to me about it. Because obviously it could be an insult if they were quite uptight.
Oh, yeah.
They laughed and laughed. And I felt so terrible. It was only after about 2 minutes of them laughing that they finally told me. They said, he was just doing cheers. You should have picked up your glass.
Right. They must love you by now. Another interesting occasion I had was I was in Taiwan and we had the whole round table of 8 people.
Yeah.
Throughout the whole evening, 8 people, guess how much we drank? One bottle. One bottle of red wine for a table of 8 people drinking all evening. So people don't really drink.
Sure. So it's not actually about how much you drink. It's about...
That's right. It's not about alcohol at all. So people don't really drink. They do the gesture multiple times all evening without having a drop of alcohol, without having a drop of wine. So ganbei is a very useful word that shows a lot of culture, either in China, Taiwan, Hong Kong, Korea, Japan. And knowing it is a fun thing to do, and eating and drinking is probably a very good incentive for you to learn a new language.
Absolutely. Should we give it a go now?
Ganbei.
Ganbei.
Ganbei, ganbei, ganbei. Thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome.
Thank you for listening to Talk Chinese, where we teach you one useful phrase of Chinese every day. I hope you enjoy this episode, ganbei. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and be sure to share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见.
再见.